Chapter 11. We tend to regard as intelligent those who can organize their thoughts coherently, express them clearly, and come to reasoned conclusions. I think this holds as a general perception of intelligence. The problem is that it is often limited to those who are particularly good at reasoning verbally and mathematically. But is this really all there is to intelligence? Doesn't composing music involve intelligence? Certainly playing it does. Think about the knowledge and control that's involved in learning an instrument and in understanding musical forms and expression. And what about playing sports, designing buildings, relating to other people, flying aircraft, and so on? Aren't these examples of intelligence? If human intelligence were limited to the abilities measured in IQ tests, most of human activity would stop or would never have started. The fact is that we can think in many other ways, too.